and you get her headed down the road. You never could get nowheres if you runned over in the ditch. I had a nephew. He got him a big old truck. And it got snowy out there. He got down there and he thought, well, I'll get off the road and have a little fun. Ain't that kind of like us Christians? I'll get off the road and have just a little fun. And you know what? The phone rang. I said, Wilgus, could you come and pull me out? Come on, he wasn't a poor man, but he was stuck and he wanted help. You stuck tonight, you need help. Woo! Glory! Don't look for me to help you. Don't look for the church to help you. But look up to God. Look up to God. Say, God, I can't do it without you. Woo! I thought there was about 13 of us at home. And you know what? We get out there in that field. We go to work, and you know what? As long as we was all working together, we would work that field out with the hoe in our hands of chopping the weeds out. Come on now. You want to get something from God? Start chopping the weeds out. Let's get down to business with God. Let's start getting the weeds out. Come on, saints of God. If you're going to go with God, if you're going to get God's blessing, you're going to move. Dad would hook when back younger. We'd even plow with them old horses. We'd hook them up and plow out the garden. And Dad got this one old horse. You'd hook it up with the other horse. The horse would pull, and the other horse would just lay down. He'd lay down. Couldn't get no words at all. Couldn't get no words at all. They didn't want to work together. They didn't want to pull together. You couldn't get nothing done. I thought that one day the old horse laid down. And Dad had heard about building a fire under him. Come on now, thanks to God. You build a fire under him. He won't go. He won't go. Pray the fire down on him. Get a hold of God. Get some fire. That won't consume him, but a burn. Hallelujah. Woo! He dug in under that old horse a little bit. Got him some twigs that go into burning. You know what? That old horse come out of there and began to pull its load. Come on, saints of God. Get the fire of God down in you. You'll pull your load. A sweet love of God because you love the Lord. Woo! That for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. Come on, saints of God. Oh, how about it tonight? How about it tonight? How about the spiritual wickedness in high places? He said, in high places. You take one of that old boy don't have no bread and he don't have no food to eat. You know what he's doing? He's down talking to God. He's down calling on the Lord. He sees he's in desperate need of help. God blesses him. God blesses him, you know. And he'll pray his food down again. He gets out of a job, he'll pray a job down. Come on, but he gets that job. Everybody's talking good about him now. I'm pretty good. He got me a nice job. It's paying good now. I don't feel like I need to go to church tonight. I don't need to go down there and pray with them tonight, no. I'm too important. I'm too important. I'll just come on, spiritual wickedness in high places. The saints of God. The devil is tricking men and women. Come on. To stay out of the house of God. And the devil's coming in and destroying them. Woo! The devil walks right in their door. You know, we used to. It was individuals. Now they have these little phones and computers. The devil walks right in the door. Oh, I got a little spare time. I don't need to go down there and listen to them sing and shout. I don't got to get a hold of God. I got what I need right here. And you know what? If the devil puts a pretty picture up there, you going to help me preach just a little while? The devil puts a pretty picture up there. You know what? In the home begins to fall apart. Help me, saints of God. I'm tired of the devil. I'm going to kick him out with his play parties. Saints of God. Woo! High places. You might think, well, we could go over to old King David. Couldn't we? What a great man he was. What a great man he was. What great battles he fought for the Lord and won and had victory. But there come a time when David got lifted up in himself. And no doubt the people said, oh, David, you're too great a king. You don't need to go out and be about the battle. But there come a time that the king wants to be out to battle. Oh, you don't need to go down there and pray with them. You're okay. You just stay back here. You're going to help me just a little while. Woo! King David walking around up on the roof. His men's out battling. Doing a work for the Lord. Out battling. Searching for victory. And the king's walking around. Should have been about the Lord's business. Should have been serious about God. Come on, you know what he did? He looked off at the rooftop and there was a woman bathing herself in the water and she was beautiful. And the king called the lady to the palace and guess what happened? There was adultery committed, saints of God, in high places when it looked like you don't need God, you need God. Because I don't have to have the Lord. I'm too great a man for that. Come on, you read down through there. When they got lifted up, when they got up, glory to God, Travis, till they thought they didn't need the Lord, they got in trouble. That's the same way with me and you tonight. The preacher, the church, the leaders are not gathering and pray. We get down and we go through the motion. But do we get a hold of God? Come on. I tell them, you go down drier, get up drier than you went down. A lot of times, help me while I preach just a little while. Folks, I'm not in this to make games. I'm in this to make a home in heaven. I'm in this to try to help you realize, hey, I gotta get serious. I gotta get a hold of God. I gotta get a hold of God. I know things is going good. I know things is going great. But you just think you let slack off just one little bit and you see what the devil does. I thought Paul said, I know a man that was called up to the third heaven, given words that was unspeakable for him to speak about, whether in the body or not. He said, I cannot tell. Glory to God, but I know of such a one. Help me, praise to God. I know of such a one. Glory. But because of that, the messenger of Satan come to Tiffany, and daily think of himself highly or than he ought. But Paul goes on to say, I realize that except through Lord Jesus Christ, who gives me strength, that I have to humble myself. If Paul said, I sought the Lord thrice, that He would take the thorn of the flesh from me. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you. But let me tell you, there was a high place. There was a time of victory. But Paul needed me to humble himself and get a hold of God. Woo! I'm preaching to you just a little bit about spiritual wickedness in high places, if it'd be okay. Where's your high place? They used to call it high horse. Remember them old preachers coming through? Hey, you're going to have to get off your high horse. Well, they stayed on their high horse too long. You know, when the messenger of Satan come along to buffet them, the messenger of Satan come along to tempt them, you know what he got them to do? He got them to fall off their high horse. Fall off their high horse into destruction. And then the only thing they can look around and say, Lord, what did I do to get here? Come on, you let your guard down. You let the spiritual wickedness come in. Woo! I preached to you just a little while. They sang that song, it's joy that I got. The world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. Come on, but when you get that joy flowing, when you get that happiness flowing, come on, you remember one thing. Hey, if I don't stay humble before God, I won't have this right on. Come on, we let it slip out. Wickedness in high places. Come on, saints of God. We get to singing right good. We get to feeling right good. We begin to feel we're the only one that can do it. Help me while I preach. Sweet love of God. We begin to think we're the only one that can do it. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, I can do it better than them. Come on, help me, saints of God. Woo, glory! Get to look around and say, what's going on? What's going on? That when you was little, I could use you. When you humbled yourself, I could use you. Sweet Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God. You need to realize, hey, there's spiritual wickedness in the high places. You know, It's okay a couple times. But after that, you know what the devil said? You know you got things you need to do. Come on. He knowed my life. He knowed I had stuff that I was letting go. But I'd skip out a week or two. It looked like things was beginning to fall to pieces again. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to when you're up there? You say, well, come on, I find where that is where as the children of God always got in trouble. God would give them great victory. God would bless them with great battles and deliverance. But just soon as they got in the house, they would go up into the woods. They would go around about and worship idols until God would turn from them. God would turn from them. When they got up under high, it didn't look like they needed God no more. We don't need God no more. We got this in under control. You know, we don't need Him no more. It's all in under control. Help me, saints of God. You know what would happen? God would turn around and say, I ain't blessing you no more. Let the enemy come in and take care of you. I'm through with you. You know what? And the devil would go in. He'd begin to carry him captive. He would begin to kill their children. He would begin to destroy their crops. He would begin to slay. He didn't care how he done it, how he went about it, but he wanted to destroy it because they were the children of God. That's what makes it so bad. He realizes, hey, this is the child of God I got a hold of here. I'm going to destroy him. He's been in his high place. He's been on his high horse, you might say, as the old timers would call it. I've been on his high horse. And you know what? By the time they'd get off their high horse, they was in a pile of muck. They was in a mess. Help me, thanks to God. They was in a mess. And God would come by again. They would turn to God and begin to cry, oh God, don't you care for us? Oh God, we're down here in this valley. We can't help ourselves. Woo, glory! Woo, glory! We're down in this valley. We can't help ourselves. Come on, and God, we come back and begin to bless again. Jesus on that cloud, coming in the clouds of glory in that high place. The devil kept telling me, You're going to lose your friends. You're going to lose your friends. But oh, hallelujah. On one side, Brother Wilkins, a little small become a voice saying, if you just walk with me, I will walk with you. And you know what? Hallelujah. I've left my little six friends that I had. And you know what? Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is real, ain't he? God is real. Hallelujah. Look how many friends I got. Hallelujah. God. Glory to God. The devil is a liar, ain't he? Woo! The Lord heard the devil tell me that, you know. I began, not too long after I got started praying, the Lord told me through a good prophet, said, so when you sing, souls will sing with you. Hallelujah, 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 Brother Justin. That's more than six. Hallelujah, that's more than six. I got news for the devil. You're nothing but a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah, I'm taking back what the devil stole from me. I'm taking back what the devil stole from me. Glory. Special was getting ready to pass by. Glory to God. He began to call on him, didn't he? Call on him, didn't he? Hallelujah. We've been too quiet too long. Hallelujah. We've been too quiet too long. The devil's trying to hush us down. But glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm like that little lame man. Hallelujah. Begin to holler that much louder. Oh, Jesus! 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 Hallelujah, the man began to holler, didn't he? Hallelujah, glory to God. They're reading the Bible where in the name of Jesus, the devil trembles. I want to holler that much louder. I want to holler that much louder. Why, I want to give him all the run. Glory! Hallelujah! Hold on! Hold on!
good, amen. I was thinking about the Peter and John, Brother Lee. They were walking down the wayside. Or they were walking and they come up to a beggar. He's a begging for money, Brother Wendell. What did Peter and John say? They said, silver and gold have I none. But as such as I have, I give unto thee. We can have blessings from God if you want. If you want to God, you can have blessings. Obey God tonight. God's good. Welcome. His grace is sufficient, amen. He's sufficient tonight. His grace is sufficient. God's good to us, Brother Bobby. Me and you can have this tonight. You know, Brother Wilkins, I was thinking on the way over here. We got turned around a little bit. But we couldn't find the way just a little bit. The Bible says, seek ye the old path. What do you do when you seek something, Brother Lee? You gotta find the road map, Brother Travis. You might gotta turn right here, Wilkins. Then you go up the road a couple miles. And then you turn left. You're seeking the old path. Seeking the old path. But when you find it, walk therein. If we're not careful, we're walking down the wrong road. You're turning right instead of left. You gotta walk down the right road. When you buy some lumber, you got some material. What do you do with the material? You build with it. You build with the material. When you get on the road, you follow it. When you get on God's path, you follow God's path. You follow God's path. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. God's good tonight, amen. I'm glad I serve the living God. I'm glad I serve the living God. Because He's a real muscle, Brother Wilkins. I'm glad I can feel God tonight. I'm glad I made my choice to serve Him. Because God's good tonight, amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, these are not drunk old wine as you suppose. That's what Peter said, didn't he? I tell you what, it's around here tonight. It's around here. It said the counsel in the heart of a man is as deep waters. Except for a man of understanding, can he draw it out of that? Oh, I tell you what, Jesus came by a brother looking for fruit off of a tree and said he found none. He said, what will I do? He said, I'll cut it down. Oh, he said, no, he said, let it decay. And said, I'll work with it. I'll dig around it, brother. But I'll tell you what, I read in the Bible, I read where Job said, if a tree be cut down, shall it live again? Shall it live again? Oh, I'll tell you what, the water's been around here tonight. Yeah. Shall it live again? But I'll tell you what, said the tender sprouts thereof, brother, said so they shall not cease. Let me tell you, church, oh, said so the root bear long in the earth, and the stalk thereof die. But I'll tell you what, said yet through the sin of water. Through the sin of water, but I'll tell you what, said it'll sprout again. Said it'll bring forth those. I tell you what, like a plant. I tell you, church, the water's been around here tonight. I believe if you're rooted and grounded in the Word of God, I believe you'll be a reaching out. I believe there'll be a desire. I believe it's been planted and rooted around here. Oh, I tell you, the joy, taking back what the devil stole. Reach up on down. You mean you can smell water? I tell you what, I've saw a church around here tonight that's been enjoying that scent of the water. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, said out of his belly shall flow rivers.
change coming. Brother, let me tell you, God's wanting to rain on you again. God's not forgot you. They're taking you the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Father God will give you something to fight against the enemy with. Dug deep down in the ground. Brother Bobby said, digging deep. Them old roots is dug deep. It's dug deep right there in the heart of the ground. Oh, hallelujah. And it'll sprout again. It'll bear roots downward. And it'll bear fruit. Nobody moved. She said, I'll tell you what. She said, I'll sing and I'll dance. Yeah, she said, I'll sing. He said, I'll pour out my spirit in the last days upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And upon your handmaids, brother, let me tell you what. The Spirit of God being poured out and said, the old men shall dream dreams. God's still working with His people today. Oh! You know what they tell me? They tell me that the tree, as it begins to spread out, said that's how far the roots are spread on one. Oh, I like this old time free Pentecostal holiness way. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. The Bible said only the pure in heart shall see God. All eyes are going to behold Jesus, even those that pierced Him in the side. But brother, the pure in heart is going to get an enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel saturated tonight. Thank you.
to talking to him on the way over here tonight. The Lord had been crucified. And said they had went from Jerusalem 60 furlongs. And I got to Cali wondering how far that is. And I began to look it up. And if I didn't misunderstand, that's about 7.5 miles. Come on. Jesse, I remember as a little bitty feller thinking we had made a sale on an old junk car at the house. And we was going to walk out and sell it. And man, our eyes was big. We was going to get us some money and we was going to buy us a pop because there's a pop machine there. We was going to get us some candy, Jesse. And we was going to go back home. But you know, when we got out there, he didn't want to give us what we thought it was worth. We walked back to the house. We had walked ways. We had lay down in the ditch. It was hot. That old car was just a bubbling on the road. I mean, it was hot. It was sticky hot, Wilgus. You remember that old Bonneville that used to sit in the front yard? But you know, when they went down to Emmaus, and the Lord kind of ventured in the company, they were saddened. But you know, Brother Wendell said, when he began to bless the bread, then their eyes was open. I've seen the bread blessed around here tonight. Oh, it made the big tears roll right out of my eyes to see my brothers and sisters getting blessed in the Lord. They got energized 7.5 miles one way, whooping they turn around, and right back they went to Jerusalem. I'll tell you what. And you know what? The Lord met them again. He didn't just leave them to say, well, maybe y'all just thought you saw him. No. But when they found them gathered together, all at once, someone come right in the midst of you and said, peace. Peace I give, not as the world gives. Brother Wilkins are talking about them spiritual wickedness. And high places. Moses said, rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, he said, I'd rather suffer the affliction with the righteous. The messenger of Satan came daily to buffet Paul. But you know what Paul done? Paul said, I die daily. That old carnal man, he's an enmity against God. He cannot be subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Brother, I'll tell you what. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I've seen men and women as that old man begins to come up, grab him again and kick him back under. Kick him back under again. Kick him back under. He said, behold, I make all things new. man born again by the Spirit of God. He said, behold, all things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Praise the Lord.
We got some right here on the last that Jesus had to wind there. Said he say the best to the last. Here he is.
I'm the least among them. I'm proud to say that I got two uncles that stands for holiness and nothing but it. But I tell you what, it's worth it all. The Bible says where one or two are gathered together, we'll get in His name. He says, oh, I'm on the miss, Wimble. He says, oh, I'm on the miss. We don't have a reason to settle on our seat or fail, God. We got a reason to start by, God. We got a reason to reach out and say, here I am, Lord. I'm your humble servant. Here I am. Deal with me how you may. Praise the Lord. I thought the scripture ran across my mind and said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Are we going to lose our own soul, buddy? Are we going to lose our own soul? We better know. We better stick to the strict plan of salvation. We better stick to the strict plan of salvation. Keep digging deeper. Keep getting the hold of God. If we follow the Lord, it's going to be our worst nightmare, Gina. It'll be our worst nightmare, Lee. Could you imagine having to burn in the eternal hell? It'll be the worst thing, Wilkins. It'll be the least of our worries. We better get a hold of the Lord while He's still here. I'm glad I'm in the presence of living stones, if you want to say so, Bobby. I'm glad I'm in the presence of a living God. Some of them say they worship God of idols. They worship God of stone, but I worship a God that lives forever. They say I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God, I change not. He's the same today. If we'll just stick with Him, I'm glad to be here. Come on.
Praise God. When you're in that high place, you know what you need to do? Get that Bible out and read it. Get down and begin to pray to God. May God save that lost sinner boy, that lost sinner girl. Come on, when you're up there, you can get a hold of God. Praise God. That's the time to do for God. Woo! He's a lily of the valley, like Brother Wendell said. Oh, you get that good cold drink. You're down there, oh God. See that giant up there? Oh, he's up in the high place, God. And I gotta go up there. Glory. Give me something to fight with, God. Give me the word. Give me the power. Glory.
He said, go ye into all the world and preach my gospel to every creature. Said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Said, these signs shall follow them that believe, brother. He said, they shall cast out devils in my name, brother. He said, they shall speak with new tongues. Said, they shall all, oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad for the new tongues. Begin to back away. Oh, they begin to back away. Said they shall take up serpents. And said if they drink any deadly poison, it shall not hurt them. Said they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But I tell you what, God is still moving for His people today. Still delivering. You know what? We went down to that old river bank. It was cold. That water was icy cold. I was a shivering, and it wasn't from the Spirit. But I'll tell you what, the Spirit came by. The joy of the Lord came by. But you know what? I'd do it again. I'd do it again. Oh, hallelujah, to see somebody one more time. Get anchored into the fountain of God. To get born again into the kingdom of God. Yeah. You know what somebody said? As a brother said, the Bible says, Jesus said, if my word abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done. He said, you know, so that just shows how much of God that we've got is how much God's a move. Something began turning inside of my brain. Brother Jesus came right among his own, didn't he? Something was wrong. Something was wrong. Many mighty works he could not do because of their unbelief. Oh, what did he say, Wilkes? In the days of Elisha, oh, how many was there? No doubt with leprosy. Oh, what's wrong? Why? Brother, let me tell you something. God's still working for them that want to reach out to Him. Oh, they thought that surely Elisha would come out there and say some big name, do some mighty work on Naaman did. But he said, go down in Jordan. Will this that humble him? If you read the scriptures, why ain't got by the rivers in all Assyria? And he said, go down to dip in that old muddy Jordan. Said, hey! Said, if he'd have told you some big thing, you'd have done it. Why not? What did he do? He just kind of wheeled it down and he headed it down to the river. There's a talking about it being deep. There, and when he gets in the water, when he's a little feller, he'd get out there and get to playing. He'd come out of the water and he'd almost look blue. He'd just chill so quick and so easily. It's cold when you start to wade in. Oh, I remember standing there on the bank as he was singing that good old song as the baptizing was rolling on. I believe Jesus in my heart accepted Him as my personal Savior. And they said, anybody else want to be baptized? Be a standing there and the big old tears are rolling and are dripping off my cheek. It didn't take much to kind of go like this. And brother, right toward the water's edge I went. And brother, I'm glad that I buried that old man. I'm glad I buried that old man. Old Naaman, no doubt, probably began to wonder, waiting in that old muddy water. But all at once, brother, he dipped. One time didn't cut it. Two times didn't cut it. Three times didn't get the job done. Brother, he took it all the way to the seventh time. And his flesh came back upon him like a little bitty child. He said, except you come as humble as one of these least little ones, said you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, he clothed old Naaman that day. He clothed Naaman that day.
Said, if my people that are called by now my name, said if they would humble themselves, glory to God, that's talking about me and you. That's talking about coming down off of that mountain. That's coming down off of that mountain, Naaman. Dipping seven times in the muddy river. Like God said, get rid of that pride. Get rid of that pride. Don't think you can do it yourself, but let God do it. Let God do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. But God can. Woo! Good to be here.
Oh, Ezekiel, the Lord began to talk to him. And he told him to go to the water, didn't he? Told him to go down to the river. What did he begin to talk to Ezekiel? Told him to wade in. whole Zeke begin to wade in his ankle deep water. He began to step in a little bit deep, and he is in knee deep water. He went in just a little bit deeper.
He was up to his hips. Come on.
He was all the way up to his thighs, brother. He waded just a little deeper, and he was in swimming water. Brother Wendell, that's the way I looked when I was a little bitty boy. I was a playing around the edge. I was afraid to get out in the water. Well, praise the Lord. I was afraid to get out in the water. I was afraid I'd drown. Brother, but one day somebody shoved me in. My cousin did, and I thought surely I was going to drown. I come off flat in the bottom and everything I could, and finally I come out of there. And that fear began to leave me. This big old brother of mine, little old scrawny me, them big old cousins of mine, they want to go all the way to the bottom and get the biggest rock they can find and see who can bring it out of the water, Travis. I'm a little scrawny man, and I'd come up and I'd get that rock just almost up out of the water. And I found out it was heavier.
Come on.
And back to the bottom, I'd have to let her go. Oh, you know what? Yay, he was over there on the rock. And he had the life jacket on. I'm going to dive in. He hit that water and smack. He popped right back up. You got to lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so be easily set you, that you may be able with patience to run the race that is set before you, looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith. Brother, that's Jesus Christ. Oh, he endured such contradiction to sinners. Oh, he endured it, despising the shame. But he went all the way, didn't he? He went all the way. You can enjoy this. I believe there's somebody that wants it, Brother Wilgus. But you've got to turn loose and just wait right in.
You know, Lee, I was thinking about that. I believe it was said the Lord, wasn't Wendell made a supper or something like that? And it talked about he sent messages out, Travis. Yeah. Invitations to his friends, didn't he? Yeah. Huh? To his friends, he sent out invitations. Yeah. God's given us an invitation, ain't he? Yeah. God's given the people of the church an invitation to come unto him, ain't he? Yeah. I was thinking that he sent them invitations out, Brother Wilgus. And it went to, I believe, several people. I believe that one man said that, was it that he got a wife? And he had that he was going to spend his time with her? Huh? And then one, I'm not for sure, but maybe was it some oxen or something like that he got? And he had to try them out. He didn't have time to go to that supper, did he? Hey, I got to prove my oxen, Lee. I got to test them out to see what they're worth, Brother Wendell. And what was the other? What did he say? He bought some land. He had to go see what it was worth to him, didn't he? Huh? He was too busy to come to the house of God, amen? He didn't have enough time to go to the house of God, did he, Wilgus? I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for the house of God, Brother Darren. But what did they do, Brother Travis? They gave away their excuses, didn't they? And what did the Lord say? I can feel the hair stand up my head, but what did the Lord say? What did he say? They shall not taste of my supper. But you go out into the streets, the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come. But
God's coming after people that's worthy, amen. That God's coming after people that wants to serve Him. You gotta want to worship Him, and in the Spirit and the truth, Brother Wendell. If you want to worship God, you'll do it His way. And you will come when He says come. Jesus said, no man can come unto me unless the Father draw him. I believe that we've been drawn by the power of God tonight. I believe that God's drawing power tonight, Brother Tony, is here in this house. And me and you, Brother Eric, we better go unto God. We go unto God, we go His way. And when he got that supper table spread nice and full, Brother Tony, you go unto the supper. We can go unto God, can't we?
Give a man a fish. Give a man a fish and you feed him a meal. Teach a man to fish and you'll feed him a lifetime. Huh? Oh, I believe somebody's been teaching us about fishing.
Jesus was down praying, didn't he? He was praying. He said, God, I don't want to do this, did he? That's kind of his mindset. He didn't want to die, did he? But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. It's God's will tonight. It's God's will. He made us, Brother Wendell, to serve Him, didn't he? He made us. We're going to get some singers up here. We're going to open the altar. I've not been to church without having an altar call. And now don't get hurt at me. I was one that would get down and pray just long enough to kind of be excuse for doing something, okay? And the Lord told me, said, son, get your praying done up till you can pray for them that's down at the altar. Don't get hurt at me. But if you've got the Holy Ghost, there's somebody seeking that needs the Holy Ghost. There's somebody praying that's lost. You need to be down there praying with them. Don't get down at your seat and pity yourself. Get up and be a soldier and fight for God. Get up off of that little high place of yours and let God work with you. That's just a little extra measure. We're just going to pray a little bit. Come on.
Christ led captivity captive. And He gave gifts unto men.
Yeah. But you only got saved by praying.
Amen.
So I believe that everybody's got that gift.
Amen. And when you see the Lord begin to call one, be just patient with them.
Pray for
embrace them. Get behind them. And encourage them. Lift them up in prayer. Brother, I thank God for these good men that's around us here tonight. I thank God that they get into that Word and bring that Word out to you and I.
Come on.
Oh, feeds the soul. Begotten by the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I just was giving you that for a little extra measure. Come on, sis. You two sisters and Tony, if you want to help them sing, we're going to have an altar. Glory to God. Everybody stand with me. If you don't have the Holy Ghost,
If you need help in your life, you come up to this altar. We'll pray with you. Don't think because Wilgus gets loud that he's mad. Because he gets loud when he starts feeling the Lord. Oh, glory! I said glory! He gets loud when he starts feeling the Lord. You know why? You know why he's happy? He wants you to get it. He wants you to feel it. He's not in this just for himself, but he's in it to take you to God's big heaven with him. He said, whosoever will, let him come and drink from the cup freely. Come on now. Come on now, it's for you to drink from. It's for you just as well as it is for me tonight. Praise God, tonight would be a good night to get merged with the Holy Ghost, brother. You got to want it more than anything. Say, God, I want it. You fill me with it. You baptize me with it. You give me it the way you want me to have it. Glory to God. I've seen people kind of let on like it's a fake. There ain't no fake about this. This is real. Get that song ready. You got we've hit water. The water's been flowing. And if you want to get the Holy Ghost while the waters is troubled, while the Spirit is stirring here tonight, I'll tell you what. I don't know when I felt it any stronger. Glory to God. And I went back seat backs and I seen the first two. And the others I didn't see because the power of God was all over me and I was dancing on the seat backs. I said the power of God was praise the Lamb of God. You come too late to tell me it ain't real. I've seen this little fella over here spin around the church house with his arms sticking out like that. I don't reckon he ever hit a wall or anything, spinning like a helicopter going right around the church. I don't even know if his feet was hardly touching the ground. But let me tell you what, that's the same Holy Ghost that's here tonight. And he come here to visit you. He's not through yet. If your bucket's a little dry and you've been wondering, Lord, where am I at with you? You begin to talk to God and say, God, where am I at with you? I want a bucket of water that's overflowing. I want to feel that Spirit again. I want that Holy Ghost rolling again. You begin to talk to Him like that. You say, Lord, I don't want to be up above you. I don't want to be where you can't talk to me. I want to talk to you, Lord. As they give us that song, we're going to pray. You might say, Wilgus, is that the way you have altar calls? Yeah, it is. That's just the way I do it with the help of the good Lord. And I pray that He touches your heart. If you've not had a good shaking, a good feeling, that you'll get it before you leave here tonight. It's a good 2 hours to get over here to be with you. But you know what? The Holy Ghost is worth it. What I felt here tonight's worth it. When I lose control and I lose gravity of this old world, and the Spirit of God takes control and begins to carry me about, it's worth it. It's worth it. Come on with that song, sis.
While they're getting ready to sing, we're going to pray. Now listen. Brother Carter's going to come to you with the offering. We don't want to leave and get out of here without giving to these men. Dig deep tonight. Dig deep tonight. Let's help the men of God. Everybody would. We're going to offer and come around. Sisters, sing. Obey the Lord while you're here. Boy, we've had a time. Everybody get in these altars. Let's pray.
I know you hear me when I pray. King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. And when I'm down here in trouble, you send an angel by my way. If you're sick and afflicted,